Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Reynolds Sports Desk. Your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
All right, boys and girls. Here we go. Headlines on a gorgeous Tuesday afternoon from Hollywood, California. Pac-12 Football Media Day. Update, of course, brought to you on Softy and Dick by our friends at VenueKings.com.
No team, no money. No team.
Nobody. Been a while since you heard that clip,
That's
huh?
Right.
Mariners, by the way, down 7-0 in the fourth inning yesterday. Come back to win 11-8. Dylan Moore, the go-ahead grand slam in the bottom of the eighth inning. The M's now one game back on a wild card race with the A's. They are now 55-46. Darren McCacken last night, 4 innings, 8 hits, 7 runs for the bullpen, saves the day. 5 innings of work, 1 run allowed. The M's back at it tonight. Game 2 against the Astros. Chris Flexen on the mound for the Mariners.
Seahawks reporting to camp today. Practice begins tomorrow. Those that reported include Jamal Adams, who was at the
game. Speaking of that, Aaron Rodgers, by the way, has officially showed up in Green Bay, reported for Packer training camp. In response, the Packers have told quarterback Blake Bortles, your services are no longer needed, and he was released today by Green Bay.
Simone Biles pulling out of the Olympic team competition, citing mental health struggles following a fall on the vault. USA went on to finish second in the team. No word on if she will participate yet in the individual events.
And the Kraken making a move, trading defenseman Curtis McDermott, who they picked up in the expansion draft last week, to the Avalanche for a fourth-round draft pick in the 2023 NHL draft.
And cap star Alex Ovechkin has signed a 5-year, $47.5 million deal to stay in Washington.
And college foosball, Oklahoma, Texas, no surprise, formally notifying the SEC of their intent to leave the Big 12 and join the Southeastern Conference in 2025.
And here we go.
Snap to Tate, all kinds of pressure. He gets swallowed up.
Coming to you live from Los Angeles, your home for the Huskies presents exclusive coverage of Pac-12 Media Day with special thanks to Burien Toyota. Now, here's Softy and Dick on Seattle Sports Radio 950.
Touchdown Huskies!
KJO.
All right, boys and girls, here we go. It's been 2 years since we've had the pleasure of sitting here at Pac-12 Football Media Day, and I'll be honest with you, normally this time of day when we go on the air, there's not a lot going on. Most is already kind of broken up, and the coaches and players are back on their way home. We got a couple of stragglers, some live guests coming by, but you know, full disclosure, because we're just a couple of honest guys. You know, Dick and I have been sitting here since 8 o'clock in the morning, banging out a bunch of interviews, talking to a bunch of people. We're going to have some Huskies on live in a matter of seconds. Jackson Kirkland will join us from the UW offensive line in a couple of minutes. But lots of activity, man. Our first chance, Dick, coming up to hear from George Kliavkoff, the commissioner for the Pac-12. We're going to hear from David Shaw. We're going to hear from Jimmy Lake. Jen Cohen's going to swing by. And I know we used the word normalcy a lot in the last year and a half, but this really kind of does feel like 2019 all over again. This is exactly what we're used to, and I freaking love it.
Yeah, and it's got a big-time L.A. feel to it because in the past, we were just in a convention center.
Yep.
I mean, that could have been in any city in the world, and you wouldn't have known. And now, instead, we're on the 12th-floor rooftop of the W Hotel. I got the Capitol Records building to my left. Over here, you know, 20 degrees, I got the Hollywood sign. We got a sweeping view of the Los Angeles Valley. And, you know, we got the pool and the bar outside. It does have a Southern California feel to it.
No, it certainly does. And, look, man, it's not the greatest timing, obviously, because of what happened last night with the baseball game. We're flying down here following the game. I was getting a text from a buddy of mine. I have no idea how this was even possible, but I'm getting a text from a buddy of mine who's at the game last night. For some reason, he was the only guy that I could get a hold of telling me, this is crazy, you're missing this thing. They just took the lead, and J.P. Crawford just got plunked, and Dylan Moore hit a grand slam. I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah,
the freaking
game of the
timing
year.
To jump on a bird and get on down here. They had to do this on a Tuesday. Normally, it's on a Wednesday and a Thursday. It's a two-day event, and the one freaking window where you and I are on a freaking plane coming to L.A. is the one time the Mariners decide to come back from 7-0.
Well,
unbelievable.
You know who else?
We missed it all.
You know who else is ticked off? Right. You know who's ticked off? The people that this happened to happen on a Monday. Monday where only 15,000 of us were in the building? I mean, right. What if it would happen 2 days before on a Saturday and you could have 25,000, 30,000 people? But I'm wondering if that game last night jump-starts Mariner Nation.
Because I hope so.
You know what, Mariner Nation, I don't feel like it's been jump-started. I think there's been intrigue in this team. I think the jokes that we normally hear in July aren't there. But I don't think the city's on the Mariner wagon yet. It hasn't shown in the attendance figures.
No.
So maybe that is the game.
Yeah.
I mean, it took till September of 1995 to get the people the wagon. Maybe it'll come a little bit earlier this year, and those are the type of games that do it.
Yeah, I'm not with you on that wagon at all. I mean, it's fine. You and I are just on a different wavelength as far as the attendance at the baseball game. We're coming out of a pandemic. People are still freaked out to go outside. I think it's a major factor. They had 30,000 on the weekend for the freaking A's game. Maybe it was because they had a hat giveaway. I got no idea. I'm not saying you're wrong.
You just contradicted yourself because you said they had 30,000, but then they're freaked out to go to the game.
Yeah, because they were giving away hats. They were giving away – it was a Saturday afternoon. I mean, Dick, you're rolling your eyes. I mean, your takeaway from last night is the fact that there weren't enough people there? Are you kidding me?
Because
you've been slamming the fan base all year long for not getting to T-Mobile Park. Where's the fans? What the hell have they done to draw fans? They haven't won a damn thing in 20 years. This takes time to get fans back on the wagon.
That wasn't my point at all.
Well, then what's your point?
My point was maybe that's something that will jumpstart the fan base into truly thinking this team's a playoff team. That was my point.
But that's not what I heard you say. I heard you say the numbers don't reflect
that. Well, I said it was disappointing it happened on a day where there was only 15,000 fans.
I get, and I will admit that maybe I'm being overly sensitive here, I get sick and tired of people picking on the Mariner fan base. I get sick and tired of it.
I don't think I'm picking on them.
There is no fan base in baseball that has been kicked in the face more than this fan base. And the fact that they still are able to come out and average a decent middle-of-the-road attendance number every single year, despite the dreck that's been thrown their way for the past two decades, I hate it. I hate that people pick on the M's and the fans and say, where were you? How come you're not coming out to support the baseball team? I mean, look, dude, they're a game out of a wild card spot in late July. In the grand scheme of things, so what? It doesn't mean a damn thing. Do it in late September. Hell, be in the playoffs in October. They may even make the playoffs, and fans may not jump on the wagon because of how scarred they've been for the past 20 years. So if you're telling me that your point is you're hoping the game was on a Saturday or a Friday night or maybe even during a giveaway like they had Saturday, fine. I can totally go with you on that. But I'm not here to have people start criticizing this fan base for not showing up. Not on a Monday night against a team that's been kicking your ass, coming out of a pandemic, for a team that in the grand scheme hasn't done jack squat in 20 years.
No, I was just following your line was that you missed out and the timing was bad.
We did miss out.
And so therefore I jumped on. Yeah, the timing was also bad because it was on a Monday night and there was only half the crowd there.
We missed out.
And then you took it into this whole slamming the Mariner Nation thing, which that was not my intent at all.
Well, that's the way I took it. So I think you and I need to hug it out. That's what we got to do. We got to go get a beer or something because
we've been here for 7 hours.
Well,
for
you
God
know what?
Sake,
it's not. It's
chair.
Not even that. It's just the fact that I hear it from other people as well. I'm not saying you or indirectly you or directly you. Other people like to slam this Mariner fan base, and you know what? They're lucky they even have a damn ass in a seat at that ballpark for what they've done the last 20 years. They are lucky that people are this passionate about this baseball team. Social media was going bonkers last night over that game. And, yeah, I'm irritated that we didn't see the damn thing because we're stuck on a freaking plane. But that was incredible. Here's what we're going to do. Actually, do we have time for this now or should we save this for later in the show? We got the Astros call of Dylan Moore's grand slam last night. You want to save that, Jackson, for later in the hour? Okay, so you heard Aaron Goldsmith's call by now. Everybody's heard Aaron Goldsmith's call. Somebody jumped on Twitter and said, we got to hear a recap of the Astros radio from Dylan Moore's grand slam. So first of all, let's listen to Aaron Goldsmith, okay, if we can do that. Root Sports, last night, Dylan Moore, eighth inning, down 8-7. Here's the bomb.
Bases loaded, 2 outs.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Seems okay.
Decent.
Serviceable.
Voice
not
cracked,
terrible.
But pretty good.
Yeah, voice cracked. He's only 11 years old,
that's
so give
true.
Him a break.
We'll give him a break.
How about the Astros TV call of that home run last night? Check this out.
While Raley was on the injured list, he and his wife welcomed in their first baby boy. Congrats to them. They have three little girls and now a boy. Big spot for Raley here, 1-2 pitch is crushed and deep, and that's a slam. Upper deck, grand slam. Dylan Moore.
So he's talking about the babies guy just had a baby. It's a big spot for him. Well, welcome to the world, kid. Here's your pops giving up a grand slam to blow a 7-0 lead. You know, look, you're right. Maybe it was a seminal moment for this baseball team. I just know this, that we had this conversation 2018, 19, whatever year it was when they won 80-plus games. I can't remember now. It's been so damn long. These guys aren't supposed to be this good. Their run differential is, what, minus 55, yep. whatever it is right yep. now. They're not supposed to be this good. They're not supposed to be a game out of a wild card spot. But guess what? It doesn't matter because yeah. they think they're good. This team thinks they're good. They're supposed to suck, and they don't think they suck, and that's powerful.
It is. And part of the run differential thing I don't really buy into, especially in this new era of once normally. Now, last night was an exception because they got down so early. But once teams get...
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Down 5, 6, 7 runs in the 6th, 7th innings. You see a lot of relievers that yep. don't belong in Major League Baseball. You see left fielders pitching. You see games way more frequently go 18-1, 19-1. You'd see that like once a year
right.
10 years ago. Now you're seeing it once a week. There was a 20-1 game the other day. And so that really skews the run differential. No, they shouldn't have the record that they have right now. But there's something special about that guy, this team. And you even mentioned it. You're sitting on the plane following your buddy's text. And you kind of nudged me and said, you know, it's 7-3 now. And my response to you was not what it would normally be, yep. which was, yeah, big deal, right? That would be my normal Mariner fan response.
Right.
Big deal, 7-3. What did I say? I said, if they come back from this one,
yeah.
then there's something really special about this team because they've been doing it all year, and this would be the most dramatic one against the best team that they've
yeah,
faced.
That was awesome. It was fun to watch, man. Just watching the highlights and hearing all the calls of Riz and Goldsmith, the Astros call right there, and you know, again, this is starting to turn into something special. I think you got a couple of guys in Flexen, comeback player of the year. Mitch Haniger, obviously, for team MVP. You got a couple of guys in Service and DePoto that deserve some recognition as well. So let's keep it going. But we are here in L.A. for Pac-12 Football Media Day. Where do you say we get things kicked off right now? With a member of the Dogs offensive line. He's a guy who's going to be potentially one of the top picks in the NFL draft in a year from now. His dad played at UW, and now he's going to be blowing open holes for Richard Newton, Cam Davis, and Sean McGrew and company protecting Dylan Morris. Jackson Kirkland is with us as we are live from Pac-12 Media Day, courtesy of our friends at Burien Toyota. How are you, man? Thanks for stopping by.
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Great. We are doing awesome, man. This is fun. It's been 2 years since we've done this.
Right.
It's your first opportunity to get down here
yeah.
and talk to all the members of the media, but a lot of accolades, man, are getting tossed your way. What do you make of all the hype surrounding the left tackle for the Dogs?
Yeah, you know, it's awesome. I mean, I've worked so hard my past 4 years at UW, and it's finally cool to see some stuff like that coming in. But also at the same time, I don't spend too much time going crazy with them because it's, you know, I got to prove it this year, this fall. So, and that can be easy to get wrapped up in your head. But, you know, I just focus on my play, and that stuff will come too.
Obviously, a bizarre season last year. What did you get out of a 4-game season individually, and what did your team get out of it?
Yeah, you know, it was great because, yeah, it was 4 games, and honestly felt like a full season just because of everything surrounding 2020. But, you know, I think we found out the identity of our team, you know, and I think, you know, all of Husky Nation and fans got to see the talent, the real talent we have on the roster. And you saw games like Arizona, Utah, when we could really put it on and everything's clicking. I mean, I don't think anyone could stop us. So yeah. I found out that, you know, this is a tough team and we can respond from adversity for sure.
Well, Jackson Kirkland's with us. How much does the sour taste of the way that 4-game season ended kind of sit in the back of your head? I mean, not just losing the last game, but can't play the Oregon game. They're talking all kinds of smack that you guys were ducking them, which obviously was ridiculous.
Yeah.
You can't play in the Pac-12 championship. You can't go to a bowl game. Did you take any of that kind of frustration with you? Looks like you did.
Yeah, I for sure did. Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah. definitely took a lot of that frustration. It was definitely motivating too. I was like, I was more happy just what we did in our four games. And on the Stanford game, we were, if we had another chance, we could come back late there. But yeah, that was frustrating just because I'm sitting quarantined in a room and seeing all that go down. But
ugh.
You know, but I was like, you know what? 2021, it's our year, and it's launched us through this whole offseason. You know, we're ready to go. We're hungrier than ever.
With all this spread and air raid crap going on in college football, how nice is it for you? And you kind of giggled there when I said, how nice is it for you to play on a football team that just wants to stick knuckles in somebody's face and smash them 4 or 5 yards at a time with big old burly running backs?
Yeah. It's funny you say that. I mean, I played football to hit people and bury people, and I can't do that when my guys are back there just throwing all day. So it's very fun to have the offense we have, downhill rushing attack. It's a game of football. That's the reason why we're wearing pads and helmets. I mean, we're out there to get after people, set the tone. So, yeah, we couldn't have a greater offense for that.
Jackson Kirkland's with us. So when you're not playing football and you can't hit people, what do you do to take out that aggression? You got a punching bag at home? Yeah. You got a dummy?
You know, I'll hit the punching bag sometimes. Maybe my dad will – I'll do some sets on him. Not that I'll punch him, but I'll do, like, some football stuff on him. But, you know, off the field, I don't have much aggression. I can flip a switch. So I'm just, you know, a laid-back guy. I consider myself fairly funny. I like hanging out with my friends and stuff, teammates. So,
yeah,
I definitely – I'll flip the switch and get on the field and I'll – freaking die for the purple and gold.
Well, we've had that conversation about Jackson versus Dean, son versus dad, student versus master. You know, in the past, and you claimed on the show about a year ago that you could take him right now.
Yeah, and I'm still staking that claim. I'm still sticking with it. Maybe we'll get a showdown on boxing. You see all these influencers now getting boxing events. Maybe my dad and I will.
It's a hell of an idea. I mean, if we can
promote it.
Logan Paul and Nate Robinson in the ring together. We can get Jackson Kirkland versus Dean Kirkland.
Yeah, we can be the prelim or something for
and
that.
We can pay you now for it.
Exactly. There you go.
Well, you're getting better and he's getting older, right? I mean, that's how, because I'm, you know, we're your dad, closer to your dad's age. Yeah, we know how that is. Well, speaking about getting paid right now, so what's, you know, what do you got on the NIL front, man? You making some phone calls? You throwing some tweets out? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm not going too crazy with it. First of all, I think NIL is a great opportunity. I think it's long overdue. But, you know, I kind of saw it as a little bit of a distraction just because I'm trying to focus on having a great year. I did, you know, I have reached out to a couple guys that gave me some merchandise, some hats, or, you know, some little energy drinks or something. Nothing wrong with getting free stuff. I would love to do that wherever I can, but... You know, I'm kind of just focusing on my platform, and the only way you build that is through your play, and that's, guys forget that, and they'll want to just focus on all the outside stuff, but it's like, don't forget what we're here to do, and I really think, you know, my goal is the NFL, and, you know, what bigger platform for all money and all that kind of stuff, so I kind of see, I'll just, you know, let my play do the talk, and, you know, that stuff will come when you elevate your play.
Yeah, Trent's got some kind of, like, video game deal or whatever.
Cool deal, connect with the fans.
It doesn't sound like there's a ton of guys, though, on the team that are in a big hurry to go out and sign deals and find endorsements.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing about that is you see, like, SEC schools and stuff where the guys are just getting, like, 6-7 figures, absurd amounts, and I'll say those are, like, rare cases because it's not like people just want to give you money, like, just up front like that. I mean, it's just super rare cases, like being quarterback or something. But, you know, I don't think guys are too, like, involved in that just because, you know, there's still a lot to learn about this. And UW's done a great job of coaching us up on us and building our platforms. But I just think we're kind of treading lightly. We'll just, you know, we're focused on having a great year, first of all, and just kind of that stuff will settle itself out.
Well, you come to a school like Washington to play in big-time national spotlight games, and you got that on September the 11th.
Oh,
Have you had any dreams about what the big house is going to look like coming through the tunnel and playing against those guys with those famous helmets?
Yeah, you know I have. I mean, what better game between two historic programs being UW and Michigan, especially, I mean, Michigan's such a huge brand and a lot that's gone through there, just like UW. So, yeah, I couldn't be more excited to play at a place like the Big House, too, with full capacity.
Jackson Kirkland's with us. Put your sports talk radio host hat on for a second, which hopefully you'll never have to put that hat on.
He's going to make a lot more money.
Yeah, I would love to at the end of the day.
I'm all fine. About this stuff. Maybe after a 15-year Hall of Fame career in the NFL, you can do something like
we'll
that.
We'll probably still be here so you can
really
join
good.
The show.
And you know, after the boxing match.
Exactly. What would you be saying about this football team if you were sitting in our shoes? What would be the strengths and what would be an area of the football team where you would say, you know what, we just don't know and we got to kind of find out in September? How would you analyze this team if you were us?
Yeah, I'd say the biggest strength is talent across the board. I mean, we're deep at a lot of positions, and me being biased on my offensive line, I think that's the strength of the team and really the offense, just because, you know, the game is won in the trenches, and we set the tone for everyone. We have talent all around the board, wide receiver, DB, running backs, D-line, linebackers. I just think when we really reach that talent and uplive it, I think it's, you know, huge things are in store for us. But just weakness-wise, I think, you know, it's still a young team, so yep. When that real adversity on a real year responds, that's when you really find out, you know, who the real ones are. So, you know, I think we're tough as nails, and I'm just excited to see it because I know we'll respond the right way. So just the lack of, I guess, veterans at certain spots. But, I mean, those guys, though, are still seasoned pretty well.
I don't think Husky fans are scared of the quarterback position. I think they just kind of don't know what to expect from the quarterback position because they've only seen four games of Dylan. They haven't seen any games of Patrick O'Brien. So how would you maybe ease their fears a little bit on what you've seen behind the scenes?
Yeah, you know, I think Dylan Morris is the guy. You wouldn't find a smarter X's and O's quarterback and a real leader, too. And I think he proved that all to us. I mean, that two-minute drill against Utah at the end there. I mean, that's where you find out who real quarterbacks are. And I think he handled that situation greatly. So, yeah, Dylan Morris, he's a true grinder. You know, just hammers on the X's and O's. You won't find anyone who knows the offense bell. We rally around him.
Jackson Kirkland, great stuff. And the next time we talk to you is going to be on campus. Fall camp starts in a couple weeks on the 6th of August.
Yes,
so
sir.
Go get him. And need any help with deals, let us know.
Yeah.
I got a pile of cash waiting for you, pal. So I just got to run this through compliance first. So we'll talk down the road, man.
All right, sounds good.
I almost want to just give the guy like $20 just to say I've done it. Just cross it off the bucket list. It's legal. Give him $20. Have him do an ID for the radio station just to say that you've done it, man. You know,
you should have seen him, Jackson, today. He was offering kids money.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I was not. That's a lie.
Ridiculous.
He's fibbing. He's not being honest. All right, we're going to break. A lot more to get to. Jackson Kirkland, big thanks to him for swinging by the radio show. You want to hear from the head coach of the Cougars?
Yes.
You want to hear Nick Rolovich? You want to hear Nick Rolovich rant and rave and address the media today regarding his situation at Washington State?
Squirm and weasel.
Our first chance to hear the voice of Nick Rolovich since his proclamation that he will not be getting no shot. No way, no how. Hear from the head coach of the Cougars next on 950 KG.
Podcast, all in one app.
Now back to Pac-12 Media Day, live from Los Angeles, with special thanks to Burien Toyota on Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
All right, big thanks to our friends over at family-owned Burien Toyota. They have what other dealerships do not, and that is brand-new cars, baby. Check them out right now on the web, BurienToyota.com. Even have a brand-new Tundra Crewmax truck, which I hear is in big demand but low supply on the showroom floor as we speak right now in Burien, just north about, what, mile or so of Dick Fain's house.
Yes, sir.
Go buy that new Crewmax and
walking
stop by
distance.
Dick's house for a beer. Absolutely.
I'll give you a beer. You buy a car, I'll give you a beer.
Done. That should entice them for sure. Spend $40,000 on a brand new car and Dick will buy you a beer. You know what? I'll buy you a beer too. I'll buy you two of them. How's that sound? Anyway, we're here in L.A., Pac-12 Football Media Day. Obviously spending some time talking about what happened at the ballpark last night. Mariners fall down 7-0, win 11-8 in one of the more improbable victories in Mariner baseball history. The Mariners now a game out of the wild card spot. And our buddy Kevin Martinez, as a matter of fact, texted me this morning and said they have a ticket special going, I believe, for tonight's game. $10. Any help you can get in creating this unbelievable opportunity to get the word out. $10 ticket offer Tuesday night. Jump on the web, SeattleMariners.com. Find out more about that as well. VenueKings.com also has your seats. Use code SOFTY at checkout for a little bit of a discount. So Nick Rolovich, head coach at Washington State, came out a week ago, as you guys know, and said, I'm not getting a damn shot. Whatever. What do you want from me? I'm a grown man. I'll do whatever I want. Well, he obviously was asked about that. He knew he was going to be asked about that today. So instead of waiting for the media to ask him, he decided to be proactive and took the stage today, took the podium at Media Day, and opened up with a statement on his current situation regarding the vaccine. Roll it.
I've prepared a few written remarks to
briefly address my statement regarding my decision not to receive a vaccination up to this point. The reasons for my individual choice, you know, will remain private. However, I want to make it clear, I respect, I support all the work being done by the state of Washington, who as a state has one of the highest percentages of vaccinations in the country. Whitman County, which has, you know, has done, I mean, what a job that they had to do, with, you know, college in a you know, university in a small college town. I think that brought some unique challenges for them, and Washington State University in navigating us all through this unprecedented pandemic. As I go forward, I plan on adhering to all policies that are implemented, you know, for the unvaccinated at the state, local, campus, conference level. I'm not against vaccinations, and I wholeheartedly support those who choose to be vaccinated, including our players, staff, coaches. In fact, I appreciate our athletic department. You know, they had a challenge in front of them, and going to such great lengths to educate, keep the mental health of these guys in consideration, all regarding the vaccine. Washington State Athletics hosted multiple educational sessions for our student athletes, coaches, staff regarding the vaccinations, including, you know, session solely for members of our football team and their parents, because I think that was a big that's a big part of this. So as to our current football student athlete vaccination rate, our AD Pat Chun may have more specifics. You know, like some of you know, I've stayed off of some of these topics, but as of today, our team is roughly at 75% fully vaccinated or in the process of getting fully vaccinated. We will continue to educate the remaining players on the benefits of it. And I think we all know this virus is deadly and these vaccines are free. I urge everyone to consider being vaccinated. I appreciate all of the members of the media who show an interest in Cougar football, Pac-12 football, and I look forward to answering, you know, your questions as they come up today. So I think I will leave it there for questions.
Hey, Coach Cameron Buford, Los Angeles News Observer. A couple questions for you. First, I'd like to ask you, you said your reasons for not getting the vaccination is going to remain private. I respect that. However, how do you feel that message is received by your players, who look at you as a pillar, somebody to follow, but then you choose not to get vaccinated? How do you feel that is received by the players?
Well, I think they respect my statement, and I'm going to kind of stay with what I've said at this point. You know, their focus is and was there a fear of distraction? Yeah, but I think this team has really stayed focused and focused on the goal at hand.
Hey, Nick, Ryan Karchi with the LA Times. The new commissioner has said before that he favors a policy in which if a team can't play due to COVID, that they would then forfeit that game. As it pertains to your decision to not get the vaccine, how do you square that decision with the possibility that you might be putting your team more at risk of having to forfeit a game?
Well, like I said, I'm gonna follow all policies that are laid out, and kind of stand on the statement we have. This is an ongoing decision for me, so I'm gonna kind of stand by the stuff I've already said. So I appreciate the question, though.
What's the message been from the Washington State Administration as it pertains to your decision to not get the vaccine?
Well, I think communication was good, and they respect you know, my decision. I know I don't mean to cause any heartache to this university or this athletic department, or this state. and I appreciate the support that we've gotten since I've gotten here. So, but it was, you know, we do have an open line of communication.
Stuart Mandel from The Athletic. Nick, as you mentioned earlier, the state of Washington is urging residents to get vaccinated. Washington State, there's obviously a lot of Washington State fans around the state. How concerned are you that your decision might discourage some of those fans since they look up to you from, you know, following the state's advice?
No, I hope everyone makes their own decision and listens to everybody they need to listen to. That was not my intention at all.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of conflicted after hearing that. I don't know what your take is on that. I'm conflicted in a lot of ways. First of all, I will be honest. I have not heard Nick Rolovich speak a lot. You know, I've heard him after games here and there. But that big, obviously, chunk of audio we've heard right there is the most I've heard him talk in succession since he took the Washington State job.
Right.
I don't know if he sounds like that all the time. He sounded a little bit rattled. He sounded a little bit nervous, to be honest with you. Maybe that's the way he sounds all the time, so I'll preface it by saying,
sure,
again, I don't hear the guy talk a lot. But there's also a part of me that appreciates that he did that, because he came out with a statement a week ago and said, I'm not going to talk about it, right? Mm-hmm. And he talked about it. He talked about it for apparently like 20 minutes today and even took questions on it. So I think that was a smart move on his part to not just, you know, stick his head in the sand and say, it's my decision, I'm moving on, I'm not going to answer any questions about it whatsoever. You people figure it out. I got a football team to coach. Instead, I think he realized, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but I think he realized that he can't get away with that.
He
has to actually take some questions on this and at least address the issue, and he at least partially did that today.
Did he realize that, or did the AD and president say, this is what you are going to do?
Maybe. Totally.
Because, you know, I'm confused. I mean, I hear him praising the state, the university, the county, admitting that the vaccination status is helping us get out of this. He said helping us get out of this.
Yeah, he won't do it or
and
explain why.
And yet he's not going to participate in helping us get out of this, nor explain why he's not participating. And this is a numbers game. And if I was a Cougar fan, A, I'd be pissed. B, I'd be petrified for my football team this fall. Listen to these numbers. I just looked it up as I was listening to Nick Rolovich. Whitman County has a fully vaccinated rate of 37.6%. That is where these kids are going to be partying. They'll be going to the bars. They'll be going to the restaurants because they want to open up. They want to have fun, right? This isn't 2020 anymore. They want to go out to these places that they weren't able to go out. They want to mingle with the people of Whitman County and Pullman, Washington. And they are mingling with people that are vaccinated at a 37.6% rate. I mean, they're only 75% as a team, which is great compared to Whitman County.
Yeah.
UW is over 20% more vaccinated. We heard Jimmy Lake say today over 95% of his team is vaccinated in a county that is far more vaccinated.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's signed up for it. I mean, this is the road he's going down. He's planting his flag on that hill, and this is what he signed up for. He signed up for this to continue to be a topic from certain people's perspective, and he signed up for a lot of criticism if things get shut down because of Washington State and, you know, acquiring the COVID virus inside their locker room. So there's an easy way to just say the hell with it and move on and not have that kind of responsibility thrown your way, or that kind of blame, I guess, if you will, thrown your way if it does happen. But he's signed up for it. Now he's going to have to own it. So, I mean, I hope nobody's rooting for Wazoo to get COVID to prove a point. I think that'd be, you know, sickening to root for something like that. But if it does happen and they do have a disruption, we know where the finger of blame is going to get pointed. And he's totally signed up for that. So let's knock on wood and hope it doesn't happen for Washington State, mostly selfishly because I want to play the damn Apple Cup in November. We didn't play it a year ago, for crying out loud. All right, we're going to break. 3:41. We're live in L.A. for Pac-12 Football Media Day. The new guy, the Grand Poobah of the Pac-12, George Kliavkov, commissioner. Our first conversation with him. How does he fix this at 4:05 today, right here on Softy and Dick, live from L.A.?
Now back to Pac-12 Media Day, live from Los Angeles, with special thanks to Burien Toyota on Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
All right, boys and girls, back here at Pac-12 Football Media Day, and a chance to talk to a guy who, Dick, I don't know about you, but I think, and when I think of courageous performances by a Utah wide receiver against the Husky secondary, I think of the game that this guy had against UW about 3 years ago down there in Salt Lake City, where I felt bad for the guy as well. But, man, the courage and the guts that you showed in that game, Britton Covey against UW, going across the middle over and over and over again. Tyler Huntley, I thought, kind of left you out to dry a couple times, but that's for you and him to figure out. But, first of all, it's good to see you, number one. Number two, what do you remember about that game against UW a couple years ago, which had to be a really hard one to go through?
Yeah. Well, I remember specifically at one point, I think there was like 48 seconds left, and I took another hit in the end zone, and I was in such pain, and I was limping. I cracked a rib on that hit.
Wow. Oh.
And I was walking off, and I remember just laughing to myself. And it was like one of those things, you know, where the villain laughs at the pain in the movies? That's kind of how I felt. I was just like, I'm in such pain, but this is almost comical how beat up I've gotten this game. So at the end of the day, I've had to have this type of mentality to survive with my size, you know, being so small. If you don't have that type of mentality, it's really hard.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I love it. I one day I'm going to make a low light film and a compilation of just the Byron Murphy and Taylor Rapp, you know, killing me and all these other flicks. But I love it. You know, I would rather be known as that than anything else. So
you look at your football team, and it's not a lot different than Washington. I mean, you guys are running the ball. You are playing defense. You are smacking people. There's a lot of similarities. You're kind of – Washington's kind of the Utah of the North. You're kind of the Washington of the South.
I love that comparison. I think that we both have the same mentality in that sense of we play great defense. We're able to run the ball on anyone. It's almost a pride thing, you know what I mean? But great secondaries. You're kind of known for your secondaries. And so I think that's a great compliment to us.
Yeah.
The Washington games, ever since even my freshman year in 2015, if you can believe that.
Wow.
I know. When I was playing against, you know, Buddha and Kevin King, they've always been known for that same thing. And so that's a great compliment to us.
Britton Covey, Utah wide receiver. I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to bring that up. That this is like your ninth year at Utah. You graduated high school in 2015, went to Utah, Salt Lake City. You grew up in Provo. I heard a rumor that you could see the stadium from your house in Provo.
The BYU stadium.
Right. So why does a kid that grew up in Provo in the shadow of the stadium end up playing for Utah in Salt Lake City and not going to BYU?
Yeah. Well, it's a great – I mean, I was a huge BYU fan my whole life growing up. My brother played there. My uncle played there. What it came down to a little bit was, first of all, Coach Whittingham, his brother was my high school coach, which was a big part of it. The Whittinghams have been friends for a long time. But the main thing was Utah offered me as a Pac-12 school before I got even any Division II offers. And to show that type of belief in someone, especially my size, was really important. I always got the sense when I was being recruited by certain teams, if they saw my size as a disadvantage, whenever it was even a small thing like, we'll have to bulk you up when you get here, I kind of got to see in their mind what they saw, and that they would see it as a little bit of a disadvantage. Whereas with Utah, I felt like it was just, you're going to come in and compete for the return job right away. And you know, we just had Kalen Clay as a receiver, and I never got that sense of, you know, we're going to have to bulk you up, you have to get bigger. It was just believing in me. And so, you know, that's what you want to go with. And I'm lucky. I mean, I wasn't very highly recruited, but I ended up at the right spot. I'm so grateful for that.
Well, because of your toughness and longevity and the numbers you've put up, I mean, other than Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert, you're probably number three on the list of most recognizable names in Salt Lake City. So how is Britton Covey taking advantage of that now that we've got new NIL rules?
Well, recognizable names, but, I mean, I look like every other average Joe on the street. You know?
Do people recognize you?
I mean, yeah, they do, but 5'8",
not as much as Gobert, though. They recognize Gobert a little more.
Yeah, probably a little bit more than that. But it's great. Navigating this, it's been like the wild, wild west. I mean, navigating how much to take on. You know, you don't want to rub your teammates the wrong way by taking on certain things. And so I haven't signed anything yet. I'm looking at certain things, but I've gotten a lot of offers. I've gotten random offers, like sponsor my new coconut cookie, you know, things like that.
The Covey cookie, I like
there
it.
There you go.
So we'll see. I'm planning on starting something, a little business that has to do with with using your name, image, and likeness in a good way in a month or so. And I'm really excited about that. I might get a couple Washington guys on board.
There you go. So we'll see. In our business, again, Britt and Covey with us, the sales staff will sometimes come to us and say, what do you need? Right. Yeah. What do you need? Because it makes their job easier. They can then target specific, you know, people, businesses. What do you need? What does Britt and Covey need? Need a hot tub? Need a car? Need a brand new deck? Need a, you know, airline tickets, hotel trade? What do you need?
I need a membership at a country club.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
Why don't you start doing? And what's the nearest club to Salt Lake City?
Well, you got the Salt Lake Country Club.
There you go. Boom.
If I can get that, you know, I'm trying to get down my handicap right now. See if I can walk on the golf.
What's that right
what
now? Your handicap?
Well, I'm a four right now.
Oh, ooh.
Well, I don't know if I'm the stick, but
if
sometimes
you're a four,
I wonder,
you are.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes I wonder what the point is. You know?
Yeah. Join the club, by the way. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Do you have an agent? Do you have like a marketing guy? That
I do have
up
a marketing
with?
Agent.
Has he called the country club? You know, to ask if they have any interest?
He hasn't.
And if he hasn't, then why is he your agent?
Exactly.
Are you kidding me? I'll call him right now. I'll call him in a freaking break and do it for free. I'm representing Britt and Covey, and I feel bad for him after all the smacks he took against the Huskies 3 years
that's
ago.
Right.
So how about we get him a membership at the club while he's playing football at Utah? And that's done, baby.
Maybe I'll pull the pity card. Yeah, just come in with a limp and say, I could really use
it. Well, tell you what, when you're in Seattle, look both of us up, and we'll get you taken care of.
Hey, we can get you taken care of for free now because NIL, man.
Yes.
We don't have to worry about the rules.
We'll get you taken care of. He wants a membership at Salt Lake Country Club. Get that done. Are you with him? You know him? Get that done. Hey, Britton, it's always good to see you.
It's great to see
Washington
you
doesn't see you guys in the regular season, so maybe Pac-12 championship, all right? You probably think you owe us after a couple years ago, huh?
Well, you know, I'm not going to give any locker room material, but that would be great.
See you, man.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you got it. Britt and Covey with us. That was fun to have him on the radio show, man. He's just a little guy, no doubt, about 5'8", 5'8½". And Dick, as we're sitting there talking to him and thinking about this guy sitting next to us was treated like a human pinata by JoJo McIntosh, Taylor Rapp, and others in that game a couple years ago. I'm even more impressed by the guy after sitting down talking to him.
Oh, no question about it. We got to get him a country club deal. There's no question about that, whether it's down there or up in Seattle. But, yeah, I mean, I will never forget him just picking himself up time after time after time.
It's like Rocky, right?
Yes, playing against DBU and just leveling him. And his ability to – I would have – PTSD, man. I mean, like, after one of those hits, man, I couldn't even line up again and think about going over the middle. And if I did go over the middle, I'd have so many drops because I would I'd have rabbit ears. I'd have my eyes on the nearest helmet instead of on the football. He's incredible.
Let's get a break and come back and hear from the new commissioner. How about that?
All right.
Been waiting and waiting. Finally, in about 8 or 9 minutes, the new commissioner to Pac-12, George Kliavkoff, going to join us from Pac-12 Football Media Day, courtesy of Burien Toyota, next on 950K.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.